Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood motivator. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, gentle motivation to move. Today, we're diving into a topic that touches all of us at some point in our lives. Navigating grief and loss with compassion. Let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs knock the wind out of you, leaving you feeling lost, confused, and utterly overwhelmed. Whether it's the passing of a loved one, the end of a relationship, or even a significant change in your life, grief can feel like an unwelcome guest that refuses to leave. But here's the thing, grief is a natural part of the human experience. It's how we process loss and learn to adapt to new realities. But navigating it with compassion both for ourselves and others can make all the difference. That's what we're focusing on today. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate grief with a little more grace. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This is crucial, folks. Don't try to bottle things up or pretend you're okay when you're not. Grief manifests differently for everyone. Sadness, anger, guilt, confusion, even relief, it's all valid. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around people because you didn't want to burden them with your sadness? Remember, vulnerability is strength. Letting yourself feel the full range of emotions allows you to heal and move forward. 2. Find healthy outlets. We've all got coping mechanisms, right? But some are healthier than others. Drowning your sorrows in a pint, or 10, might seem tempting at first, but it's not a sustainable solution. Think about activities that genuinely bring you comfort. Walking in nature, journaling, listening to music, connecting with loved ones. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential during times of grief. 3. Talk it out. Bottling up your feelings can be like carrying a heavy backpack on a long hike. It just gets heavier and more cumbersome over time. Talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, can make a world of difference. Sharing your story, even if it feels raw and vulnerable, can help process the pain and gain valuable perspective. 4. Be patient with yourself. Healing takes time, folks. There's no magic formula or set timeline for grief. Some days will be better than others. You might feel like you're making progress one day and then take a step back the next. That's perfectly normal. Remember to treat yourself with kindness and understanding during this journey. 5. Honor your loved one. This one is deeply personal, but it's powerful nonetheless. Find ways to celebrate their memory that feel authentic and meaningful to you. It could be anything from planting a tree in their honor to sharing stories about them with others. Keeping their spirit alive can help you find comfort and closure. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who recently lost her beloved grandmother. She's surrounded by loving family and friends, but she still feels adrift. The grief feels like an insurmountable wave crashing over her, leaving her exhausted and unsure of how to move forward. She tries to keep busy, attending events and social gatherings, but the pain lingers. One day, Sarah decides to take a walk in the park where she used to spend time with her grandmother. As she walks, she remembers all the laughter, shared stories, and unconditional love they experienced together. She starts to understand that grief isn't just about sadness, it's also about remembering and celebrating the beauty of what was. Sarah realizes that honoring her grandmother's memory means living a life filled with kindness, compassion, and joy, just as she did. So remember, folks, navigating grief is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, lean on your support system, find healthy coping mechanisms, and honor the memories of those you've lost. Take these insights, sprinkle them into your daily life, and watch how compassion can transform your experience with loss. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little extra encouragement right now. And remember, we're all in this together. Let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.